And I've been reading from a seventh seal lecture given by Maitreya in 2002, and it's on unification. And I'll continue. Actually, the first time that I picked up the Bible in that church and I started reading Genesis, I said, well, look at this. This is evolution right there. God created this, and then created this, and then created that. It exactly matches the evolutionary process. So God created the universe in an evolutionary way. Even the creation of a child is an evolutionary way, because how many sperm are there? There are millions of them. Just one of them makes it. Who makes it? It is the stronger one, the faster one. And everybody was laughing. So we can see that even from the beginning, to create a child, it is a race. You are not going to make it if you are not strong and adaptive. So we can see that God created the whole universe in an evolutionary process. He created many dinosaurs, many branches. Many of them are extinct, but some of them became birds. Now you can see dinosaurs right in your backyard. They became birds. So we can see that God created it all that way. And he floods the nature. And eventually some of them survive. So we can see that there is no separation between evolution and creation for us. We look at the creation as an evolutionary process, which is created by God. And that is also unified. Predestination and choice. Some people say it is predestined. You have no choice. You are predestined to live like this and die. That is it. I say no. You have all the choices you want. According to our explanation, both are again correct. The closer you come to God, the more predestined you become. You lose your choices. But of course, you are close to God. You have his grace, beauty, wonder, and everything. But you do not have any choice. Do I have a choice? I do not have much choice. The only thing I have choice about is to get this mission out. I have few choices. But the person who is out there has no mission or anything and is not close to God can wake up in the morning and say, oh, I do not want to do anything today. And they do not do anything. Or they go somewhere they want to. So there is predestination for those who are close to God, and there is choice for those who are not. But of course, those who are close to God have greater beauty of God with them. So that is, again, another unification. Now, that is what I came up with. Does anyone else have another thing that I did not cover? What else did we do unify in the mission? This is brainstorming. The next topic, etc., brainstorming of the universe. And Tahira said, not adding to, but when you were saying about those who come close to God has less choice, but the ones who think they have all the choices and say, oh, I am free to do this, I am free to do that, actually, they are more bound than those who have fewer choices. And Maitreya said, we can say probably the best way of saying it is they have more choices to go to the world in Maya and being destroyed. Go ahead, John. And John said the mission brings together the renunciates with the family life and the communities of light in our teaching. Maitreya said, okay, yes, very good. And Sarah said, I was thinking of the five different classes. They each have a place in society. It is not like the caste. That they are separated and they cannot work with each other. Maitreya said again, another suggestion is the unification of all the classes in the society. Before this explanation, they were separated as Vaishyans, warriors, workers, and intellectuals. Now they have a place in the cyclical movement. Is that what you mean? And Sarah said, yes. And you teach that we should accept each class. We should be able to work with different types of people in different classes, because right now it is very separated. The intellectuals live in one part of town, and the workers live in another part of town. You teach that we should work together. And Maitreya said, sure, social classes. And Asparagus said, you were just talking about family life and sannyasins. Unified daily life as community life was family life, like in the community. We unified the family with the community. Right now, each family lives separately, not as a community. Maitreya said, okay. Another suggestion is we unified family life with community life, which before this, they were separated. Go ahead, Kyosha. Kyosha said, I was thinking that the mission unifies the three kingdoms, the kingdom of heaven within, the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the kingdom of heaven in heaven. Maitreya said, very good, Kyosha, very beautiful. Yes, you are right. So the unification of the three kingdoms. Very good. Okay, that is great. Well, probably there is much more. There are so many things that are unified in this mission that it is amazing. We could probably sit here the whole day and find more. Let's go to the next page. Who will follow the seventh angel? Does anyone know? Who will follow the seventh angel? And the disciple said, the elects. Maitreya said, the elects. That is right. The elects, which we call the paravipras. Para means beyond. Vipra means intellect. They are beyond the intellect. They have gone beyond the intellectual understanding only, but they are spiritual. Next page. Who are the elects? Have been in the process of being chosen in the last 12,000 years. Who are the elects? How can they be elects? Have they been born in this lifetime and say, we are the elects? Probably they have been born many, many lifetimes in the last 12,000 years. They have been with every prophet who came before. They have been helping the prophet all this time along to this point. And now, when they see this revelation, they say, yes, that makes sense. I love it. I want to be a part of this revelation. These are the elects. These are the ones who have been in the process of being prepared. So there is another plan. The plan also to prepare the elects to this point. God said, the elects will inherit my kingdom. How can they inherit the kingdom? They will become the paravipras. They are going to be the people who will hear this call. They will realize that they are paravipras. Or they can become paravipras. They will dedicate their lives to this mission, and they will come forward as the elects. Therefore, we can see that that is who follows the seventh angel, the elects, the paravipras, those who have been prepared for this work. Next page, characteristic paravipras, disciples. What are the characteristics of paravipras? How do we know them? Next page. They are spiritually advanced. Follow the eternal divine path. That is how they give fruit. If they meditate, awaken their spiritual forces, they try to live in communities of light and create the communities of light. If they sacrifice for them, surrender and submit to God, and become universalists, would they give fruit? They will give big fruit. Mangoes, pears, oranges, and there were laughter. And all kinds of fruit they will give to humanity. There is no doubt about that. What are the characteristics? And here we were reading from Paltalk text. Maybe there are papayas. They are incorruptible. Someone had posted that in text. Exactly. Very good. Secondly, is they are, and this is on the next page of the PowerPoint presentation, intellectually keen. They are not just spiritually high, but they also increase their intellect. Intellectually, they study. They go to the internet. They search. They find facts. And they intellectually stimulate themselves. Therefore, they do not become dull. Anything you do not use in the universe, you become dull. It is just like a knife. If you do not sharpen the knife once in a while, what happens to the knife? It becomes dull. Unless you have one of those miracle knives that they never need sharpening. And there was laughter. So we can see that we have to sharpen our intellect also. We have to study. We have to continue being connected with the internet at least so we can keep our intellect sharp all the time. The third one of the characteristics of the Paravipra is, and this is on the next page, they are morally incorruptible. Morally, they are not corruptible. If they get corrupted, who can get corrupt even more? The leaders, the heads? How many preachers did we have who had a lot of followers and they fell? The higher you go, the harder you fall. So that is another characteristic they should have. They should be morally incorruptible. If they are not morally incorruptible, they cannot be Paravipras. In the next page, have the characteristic of all the classes, workers, warriors, intellectuals, businessmen. They should have the ability for business. When it comes to business, they know how to handle the business. Actually, I went to business school. So God sent me first to learn from the world and then said, okay, now go do my mission. So they have to have business ability. Intellectually, they should be able to sharpen their intellect, and they should be fearless like the warrior class. Of course, if the door needs to be fixed, put your jeans on and get on with the door and fix it. Also, you understand others better. If you just sit there and say, I'm spiritual, everyone just look at me as a spiritual teacher and spirit, then what happens to you? You become very dull and one-dimensional. Even meditating too much is not good, because if you meditate too much, you become an escapist. The whole thing is illusion. Just meditate. You are going to be okay. It is just like those who say, just meditate. Do not worry about it. There is a room, actually, that says, just chant. That is all you need to do. You do not need any of God's revelation or Bible. We can see that that is going too much the other way. The next characteristic is, next page, they understand the cyclical movements of the social progress. The next page is, characteristics of Paravipras continued. And the next page, they have leadership abilities, can create deep interpersonal relationships with others so they will be followed willingly. They do not force themselves. It would then become a cult. We do not force ourselves here on anyone's will. You are here because you want to. If you want to leave tomorrow, bye-bye. This is not a cult. It is something that you have seen the vision, you have chosen to be here, and you follow. Next page. They will help in creation of the communities of light and manifestation of the kingdom of heaven on earth, Koho. Of course, if we create the communities of light, the more we create the communities of light, the sooner the kingdom will come, and they will help in doing that. Next topic. What are the responsibilities of these followers, disciples? Those who are called the disciples of the seventh angel, what is their responsibility? It is to, and this is on the next page, understand the teachings. First, you have to understand the teachings. So that is one responsibility. Second, spread the teachings. That is another responsibility. You cannot just understand the teachings and sit in your room and say, okay, I understand it. That is fine. I am okay. You have to reach out and touch as many people as possible. Third, on the next page, follow the teachings. Get rid of their ego, if any still left. That is because if you are following the eternal divine path, you cannot have any ego, because you are meditating, you are working toward the communities of light, you are sacrificing, unless you are in delusion. You can be in delusion that you are following the eternal divine path. Anyone can be in delusion. that they are following the eternal divine path. But if you follow it, you will not have any ego. I guarantee that. Next page. Help Maitreya in all levels to accomplish his mission. You are my hands. You are my eyes. You are my ears. You are my energy out there. I can reach so much. The rest is, you have to reach out further than I can. So you have to help me in every level possible to accomplish this mission. Next page. What the seventh angel and his followers will accomplish. Next page. Spread the good news of this revelation. They will spread the good news or God news of this new revelation. Next page. They create the communities of light. Next page. Bring the kingdom of God on earth and within everyone. So that is what we have to accomplish. We have to spread God's revelation, create the communities of light, and bring the kingdom of God on earth and within everyone. Next page. What will happen after the seventh angel accomplishes his mission? As we have said, go to the next page, God has fulfilled all promises he has given to humanity. As we see, God said he is going to do this. He is going to do that, and he accomplished. He will bring his kingdom of heaven on earth. He will. That is our salvation. No matter what happens around us, no matter what happens in the mission, our salvation is the focus that God said, I am going to do these things. He did them. Therefore, this mission will be accomplished because God never fails in his promises. He has proven to us. He said to Abraham, he said he was going to send this Messiah, this prophet, with this lineage, genealogy, and he has accomplished all of them. Will he bring his kingdom on earth? Yes. Everything is falling apart around us. Should we be concerned? No. It does not matter because our goal is to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. God said it is going to come, and we have the blueprint. Will we be doing it? Yes, we will. So we do not have to worry about anyone who goes up or comes or leaves. Or the only thing is, those who are called for it will come and do it. That is why the first thing I ask you, do you have any choice? If you have a choice, take your choices. That is fine. You do not belong here. But if you do not have any choice, then you belong here. So we do not worry about anyone who goes up or comes or leaves, or the only thing is, those who are called for it will come and do it. That is why the first thing I ask you, do you have any choice? If you have a choice, take your choices. That is fine. You do not belong here. But if you do not have any choice, then you belong here. Next page of the PowerPoint presentation. So God's kingdom will eventually come on earth. And the next topic, this kingdom will last for 1,000 years, a long time. As the Bible says, after the seventh angel, the kingdom will come for 1,000 years. Of course, 1,000 does not have to be exactly to the date. It can be a little longer, a little shorter, but it is going to be for a long time. Next page. What will happen after the seventh angel accomplishes his mission? Continued. On the next page, after this 1,000 years, there will be a short time that man will fall again. Again, if you read the Bible, in the Revelation it says, after 1,000 years, again the devil will be released from the pit and humanity falls to the Maya. This is going to be really short. Why is it going to be really short? It is because humanity has already been prepared. The Paravipuras already had the leadership of the human society. And now, in that small period, they fall a little bit. Why do they fall? It is because those who have not been reincarnated for 1,000 years will be reincarnated again to give them one more chance to see if they will make it. If they make it in that period, fine. They are given the last chance to see if they will redeem themselves. Next page. God's kingdom will come to the elects forever at that time. They will reach pure consciousness, will be with God forever. That is the essence of the teaching of the seventh revelation. That is the conclusion. We already discussed this. I will go very fast through it. Next page. We are in the last days of this era. As we said, when the seventh angel comes, that is the culmination of all the prophecies and revelations. And from that point on, a new era is going to start. And we are in that era. We are in that point of God's plan. And now, the next page, all prophecies are fulfilled. Next, the seven seals are open. Next, the book with the seven seals is revealed. And next, all prophecies and revelations before this last revelation are fulfilled. Next, the human is on the brink of a great evolutionary step. Next, many will leap to the next step of evolution. Many will not. Next, those who will be reincarnated for a long time, 1,000 years. Next, those who fail will not be reincarnated for this period of time. Next, then again, there will be a short period of tribulation. And next, after that, those who have prepared themselves, have overcome, will become the sons of God. And next, those who have not prepared themselves by this time will be thrown into the outer darkness, hell, until the next creation. Those who fail will have one more chance for 1,000 years. If they do not make it then, they are going to be in big trouble. And Shakti said, it is a very firm message to humanity from God. Maitreya answered, that is the plan. That is God's plan. This is a thing that is going to happen. I did not make it up. It is right in the scriptures. Read the revelation. That is exactly what it says. Everything that he said came true to this point. How can he not do the rest? Okay, if there are no questions, then shalom to everyone. And there were two more pages of the PowerPoint presentation. One said, the end of the old era and the beginning of the new. And the last one said, my salutations and divinity within all of you. And that was the end of that beautiful lecture, the Seven Seal Lecture, given by Maitreya at the Feast of Tabernacles, 2002. And I say shalom to all of you. We have just today and tomorrow left on the feast, and we hope that you enjoy it very much. Shalom, everyone.